Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride. So sit back and let's get into it. Hey, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of the Roxy Hayes Podcast. So listen, I gotta confess something. I've been thinking a lot lately about pizza. I know that's super random, but not just because it's like the shit, right? But because it's always been a part of my life. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like for 90s kids, pizza was the go-to food. So, you know, remember when we used to go to like Chuck E. Cheese? Y'all remember that Pizza Hut buffet that you could go to if you read a certain amount of books? Like, those were very core moments for our lives. And I gotta admit too, huge fan of Ninja Turtles. Huge fan of Ninja Turtles. And y'all remember that scene in Goofy movie with the cheese pool? It's fucking dope. But here's the thing. I used to study to be a chef, and I've always had this deep love for food that just goes beyond eating it. I want to learn like the story behind food, the history, the culture. So I decided to dive into the history of pizza, and it was more than just satisfying for my cravings. It was really about understanding like, where did this come from? So in today's episode, we're going to take a deep dive into the world of pizza, from its origins to why it's such a big sensation globally, honestly, over decades. And I'm going to share why pizza is not just a meal. Okay, so first we're going to get into the ancient roots of pizza. So we're taking it way back, talking thousands and thousands of years before pizza was, you know, all cheesy and tomato-y. So the origins of pizza actually go back to ancient civilizations. The Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans were all making some form of flatbread. The Egyptians would bake bread, and the Greeks perfected flatbread with toppings like herbs and oils. And Roman soldiers carried a type of flatbread with them that was topped with cheese and olive oil. It's crazy when you think of these early versions of pizza, they were meant to be portable. They were meant to be like a portable snack. But the thing that these ancient versions didn't have was tomatoes. And don't even get me started on what tomatoes did for pizza when they finally arrived in Italy. We're getting there. We're going to get there. So fast forward to 18th century in Naples, Italy. This is where the modern pizza we know and love today really starts to take shape. By this time, tomatoes had made their way to Italy from the Americas, and people began experimenting with putting them on flatbreads. At first, tomatoes were thought to be poisonous, but by the late 1700s, people started to realize, like, they're fine. We can fucking eat these. And it tastes good on this flatbread. But here's the cool part. Pizza was not a fancy dish at all, even though, like I said, we're importing ingredients now from overseas. They were just like, here's just some shit to eat, right? It was fast food for the people of Naples, especially for the working class. So street vendors were serving up flatbreads topped with tomatoes, garlic, and sometimes cheese. And that's when pizza started to get a little traction because everybody loves cheese. And it wasn't until the 1800s, though, that pizza really started to make a name for it. So legend has it that in 1889, to honor Queen Margherita of Savoy, a local pizza maker named, I'm going to mispronounce this, I'm trying my best, Rafael Esposito. Oh, I could pronounce that. It's spelled differently than the Rafael I've seen. So I don't know if it's Raffaele, because R-A-F-F-A-E-L-E. Created a pizza with tomatoes, mozzarella, and basil, representing the colors of the Italian flag. And this pizza became known as, of course, Margherita Pizza, or Pizza Margherita. And it's still one of the most famous pizzas today. So can you imagine being the pizza maker who created one of the fucking dopest pizzas of all time? Very simple, but delicious, because Margherita Pizza is the OG of pizza. So that's where it all started. We wouldn't be where we're at with pizza today if it wasn't for that. So how did pizza get from Italy to America? Pizza didn't just, you know, hop on a fucking plane and come over here. So it began with Italian immigrants in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. They brought their pizza making traditions with them to cities like New York, Chicago, and Philly. But it wasn't until after World War II that pizza really started to take off. A lot of soldiers returning home from Italy had developed a love for the dish while stationed overseas. And when they came back to the U.S., they craved it, like they really wanted it. And this is where things start to get interesting. So by the 1940s and 50s, pizza was gaining major popularity, especially in places like Chicago and New York. The pizza we know today began to take shape with styles like New York's thin crust, and Chicago's deep dish, gaining their own following. But as pizza grew, it didn't just stay a local thing. The post-war boom in American culture meant pizza was now a fast food sensation that was ready to be shared with the world. So now we're in present day. Pizza is everywhere. Like from Japan and Brazil, you can find pizza in nearly every corner of the world. There's some version of pizza. With all this global love for pizza, it's gone through some fucking wild transformations. So you've got pizza chains like Domino's, Pizza Hut, turning into huge businesses. And we've seen pizza get all kind of, you know, interesting and diverse toppings, such as tiki masala pizza in India to a sushi pizza that's been seen in Japan. It's like no one's willing to let pizza just be what it originally was when we started with the margarita pizza, you know, because it has evolved with the time. Now we have gluten-free crust and cauliflower crust and vegan cheese, you name it. Pizza is for everybody. There's some version of a pizza that everybody likes. And we're not even talking about the countless regional variations like Detroit-style pizza, which is square and crispy, or California pizza that has all those super fancy gourmet toppings. At the end of the day, pizza has become this very malleable, universal food that brings people together. And now here's where we're taking pizza to the next level, pop culture and gaming, right? Like, you cannot talk about pizza in the space that I'm in without mentioning the Ninja Turtles, the Teenage Mutant, I'm going to sing later. Those dudes have been spreading pizza for decades, since the 80s. And if they hadn't made pizza cool, we might not have the same obsession with it that we have today. I know I'm not the only one who wanted to eat pizza like the Ninja Turtles and beat people's ass. I know I'm not the only one, just living my best life. And let's not forget about Goofy Movie, that scene where Max and PJ are sharing that pizza. That is pure pizza magic. But pizza didn't just stay in the animated world. You know, we've seen it in movies, TV shows, and gaming. So, pizza's role didn't just stop there. Some of the best gaming moments as a gamer is you chilling with your friends, or even by yourself, and eating pizza. Pizza is a perfect snack. And I feel like it has become synonymous with, like, a party. We're chilling. Like, not like a fancy party, but we're vibing out. This is me and my friends having a good ass time. And let's talk about how pizza also started to become, you know, the center of certain games. So like Pizza Tycoon or different pizzeria mobile games and stuff like that. There are whole simulation games that are dedicated to you owning a pizza restaurant, which is dope. I don't think I would have the strength to do that, but it's dope. So it's not just a meal, it's a cultural icon. And it has gotten its own space in culture. And so that is a very brief history of pizza. From ancient flatbreads to creative pies we've got today, pizza has come a long way. And it's only going to keep evolving. People are only going to keep growing. People are only going to keep changing it and changing it and changing it. And I, quite frankly, love to see it. So whether you're a fan of the classic margarita or you like to pile on the toppings, that's me, pizza has always had a special place in our hearts. So next time you grab a slice, just remember, it's not a meal. It's a piece of history. It's a piece of culture. So thank you for tuning in today, y'all. You got a favorite pizza or a wild topping combination? Let me know. And let's not forget to hit that subscribe button or share button or follow button, whatever the button is where you're listening to this on. You know, share this episode with your friends. And I'll catch y'all next time. And always remember, stay curious, stay bold, and do whatever the fuck you want. Peace, man.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.